Football. Football. All the way. It's Pocat Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Second annual Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th, the Arlington Convention Center. Size up some Super Bowl rings. Free autographs from Cowboys champions. Check out the Cowboys Hall of Fame display. Activities for kids and eye candy for the guys. All the Ticket Guys broadcast live with Cowboys champions from 78 to 95 at ProCuts Football All the Way. Brought to you by Norris, Autoflex Leasing, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Who wants a body massage?
Bring your dimpled balls to the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Sign your team up now. Log on to theticket.com.
Go!
Tomorrow, we will be at Razoo's in Bedford with the presentation from 3 until 7. You can register to win ticket t-shirts, a ticket 10th anniversary hat. There will be a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there for you to look at. It'll be the Coors Light Guys Guide release party, so you can really get a heads up on that bit of greatness.
Oh.
And we're also going to have an oyster eating contest as well.
Haven't had a good hardline eating contest in a while. That stops tomorrow, Runs.
Yes, we're going to have one tomorrow. And the winner of that will be the girl with the biggest jugs who can eat the most oysters.
Oh, what a terrific, just an absolute terrific contest it's going to be.
So come see us at Razoo's in Bedford tomorrow from 3 until 7. That's on Airport Freeway at Central, out that way. It is now time for us to continue the very, very slow-moving series, Bob and the Beatles. And joining us now is the Bob side of the equation.
I think this is like our third album of 2004, to give you kind of a pace indicator.
Hey, things take time in this world.
Are we doing legitimate pacing as the Beatles did their records?
Just
not
about. That bad.
It just about is.
What is this series? 2 years old, maybe? Right?
Something like that.
We had a lot of steam in 03 and...
kind of petered out in 04.
But we're down to the last three albums.
Right. The idea here would be to attempt to answer the question that we've always wondered about. What would happen if the Beatles came out today?
Today.
How would they be treated by the masses, by pop culture, by the pop culture opinion shapers out there, by the leering press, by radio, and most important, by the kids? So, we selected the Sterminator as a subject for this for a number of reasons.
Because he's a good indicator of what the kids are thinking.
Right. He's just like them.
Are you?
Not really.
But you didn't know just a whole lot about the Beatles at one time, did you?
Not at all.
And
not at
now,
all.
As you've made your way through this series, you know just about everything there is to know about them, don't you?
You're becoming a borderline expert.
I'm,
I mean, because you took that anthology, and you know that thing inside and out.
Watched every second of that 12 hours or whatever it was. Enjoyed it.
Well, the subject of today is the White Album. We have made it up there.
Right.
And for those who may not be all that familiar with the Beatles, this is where, at this point, they had said goodbye to their days as the lovable Liverpool mop tops.
No more My Bonnies.
Right. Those days are all very, very long ago and very, very far away. By this time, they had been introduced to whatever sort of druggage
beer
they might have been introduced to.
Dope.
The Maharishi.
Right.
Dope.
Beer.
The Maharishi.
Maharishi.
Was a player for some of them.
Okay, how long was it after Sgt. Pepper's did this come out?
This would have been 68.
68.
Right.
November of 68.
So about a year.
Well, on Sgt. Pepper, that process probably was pretty well underway. By the time this rolled around, it was full blown. That ship had sailed.
Okay, for a positioning statement, what did you think of the White Album when it came out, Rhymes?
I loved it. Now there are
was this a stop down? Was it an event when this thing was released? Because Sgt. Pepper's, because even back then, I mean, it was widely regarded as a masterpiece.
Well,
right?
now my position was a bit unique, because for me, being in bands and stuff back then, the MO for just about all bands at that time was when the Beatles put out a new record, somebody went and got that record, and you absorbed and learned, your band learned as much of it as you could, as quickly as you could. So my absorption process was fairly quick.
But was it an event? Was it like a media event? I mean, was it a lot of anticipation because of the success of Sgt. Pepper's?
Yeah, there was. You know, I don't know, the album release as media event back then probably wasn't like what it would become later.
But because you couldn't get the information you do now, wasn't it even more anticipated?
Yeah.
Because, you know, now you can, you know they got one coming out. You can look on the internet. You can get all the information before it comes out.
But you also didn't have the many sources of hype that you would have later. So you didn't get hyped to death with it. You knew it was happening, but you just didn't get hyped to death.
And it was like a big unveiling, right, when it finally hit the stores.
Yeah.
Do you agree that the Dallas Cowboys are what you would call a great sports franchise?
Yes.
And then do we also agree that the 2003 season, while not bad, is not going to go down as one of the great seasons in Cowboy history?
Way to touch the sports page, Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Sports.
That's my feeling on the White Album. As I give you an overall thought, 30 songs. You would have narrowed it down to 12 or so. We would have had one great album. There's some filler here.
There's a lot of filler.
There's sadly some filler.
And you know what? This kind of served as a touchstone for lots of other bands, too. Because there are many, many, many bands who, in subsequent releases, tried to copy the Beatles and wound up with, you know, one really good album, but they just had to put out that double, and that double became a big bog job.
Well, here on record one, which I do believe we will begin with, which makes some sense, let's just go right to cut two, because I consider this just a great song. This is Dear Prudence. And it might take a little while to rev up, but
let me ask you a question.
What?
Does Back in the USSR not do anything for you?
No, it does. But okay. I thought we were quite familiar with that, so I was trying not to be obvious, man. But yeah, it starts with Back in the USSR.
Okay.
Then wanders into Dear Prudence, which I think is great.
And you're familiar with the story of Dear Prudence?
It's I was reading about it yesterday. Let me consult my notes real fast. Oh, this is Mia Farrow's sister. Is that the deal?
Yes.
And
her name is Prudence.
Her little meditation thing got carried away, and
she stayed inside at all times.
She was in a bog.
She just wouldn't come out to play.
So they sent the Beatles to get her to come out and play?
Here it is.
It's a great song. So far we got Back in the USSR and Dear Prudence. We're rolling well. Things are going nice.
To a good start,
And we come back.
This is a great song.
We come back with track three, Glass Onion. And again, even though
I love this song.
Lennon calls it a throwaway, I call it pretty darn good. Still liking it.
I've always liked the song.
Lots of the Walruses, Paul, lots of wacky callbacks. We're still doing well.
So three songs in, so far so good, huh?
Yep. Now number four, I consider it happy enough. It's all right. It's your obla-di-obla-da. And while it's not the greatest thing ever to me, I kind of get it. I recognize it's not bad. So we're doing all right now, right?
Right.
All right, well, up next, even though it's only like a minute, I want to present you the biggest piece of crap the Beatles have ever thrown out there.
Oh, no.
Ever. What is this?
Man, I am so right there with you on this.
Oh, leave Wild Honey Pie alone.
I love the lyrics.
Is this a joke?
Yes. It's their bit.
I had two words. Absurdly stupid was my summary of that song.
It really didn't go anywhere, does it?
And on the 10-point must system, it got two. So that wasn't real good.
Did this get any radio play at all?
No. Honey Pie?
Well, Russ, did it? I mean, even
no.
on the...
No.
Oh, by the way, there's more Honey Pie where that came from in record two. We'll revisit
well, this
that.
This is Wild Honey Pie.
I know. All right, then we got the continuing story of Bungalow Bill, which I considered average. Let's go to seven, though. I think everybody's familiar with this. And this is genius as well. Now, again, if you just take a little Back in the USSR, Dear Prudence, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, we've got a revolver. We've got a rubber soul here. But alas.
George, right?
Yeah. Yep. George's Finest? Anyone?
No.
Someone say,
Here Comes the Sun.
Probably George's.
Something may have something to say about it.
Yeah, it may. It may. Never mind.
This song actually beats me a little bit.
Well, yeah, not me.
Just a little bit.
This song beats me, too. And the reason it does is because it's one of the 35 songs that FM radio of the 80s killed. One of the 35 Beatles songs.
All right. And then there's a couple songs here. Eight is one of them where I ask, would drugs help me enjoy this better?
No. This is genius.
And maybe Danny's a good
like
person
this?
To address
oh,
this.
Oh, man, this
well,
is great.
Just, it sounds like they couldn't quite get a feel for what style they wanted the song to be, so they just said, let's try about 30 seconds of every style. Diddle the thoughts for that on for a Rocky Raccoon, which also I wonder would drugs help me.
No,
they might.
No,
don't rule it out.
Is Rocky Raccoon a beating, Corby?
Yeah, it is.
I agree.
I tried Bob's theory before. It doesn't work.
You tried to pursue that?
Yeah. Just fall flat.
So we're up to Martha, My Dear, snappy enough tune. I'm So Tired, I Put Down as Filler.
Really?
I thought that was kind of along
well,
the filler
love
side.
That. Too. Love this, too.
Blackbird.
Yeah.
Really?
Blackbird's cool.
That's a beating for me.
Why? Just overplayed?
Blackbird is a beating
it's
for
a beat
you?
Wonderful is, song. Yeah. What track is that?
That's 11
is Blackbird.
That's
a popular song, and I know they told the story and when...
11.
Did McCartney play this and told
yeah.
the story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of cool. I've just never really liked this. That's just me, though.
This was a fun song to change the lyrics on when I was younger.
And what lyrics did you sing?
Black Turd.
Wow.
Early Captain
Doodoo. Captain Doodoo.
8-year-old Captain Doodoo.
Black Turd swimming in the bottom
Captain
of the bowl.
Doodoo.
All right, one more song on this CD got a real high grade from me. That is 16, I Will.
The hell?
And sorry.
I gave that a real solid grade.
Cool song.
That's vintage Beatles sound. That takes you back to 64 or so.
Now, this is one of the least played songs on this.
It's pretty, though.
Not on my iPod. And then,
you have an iPod?
I do.
Doesn't have that contract.
No kidding.
Jeez.
It ends with Julia, which I also call filler, but Why Don't We Do It on the Road is also on here. Well, you don't think Julia's filler?
Love Julia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this was Danny and the Beatles,
yeah,
perhaps
Danny.
We'd get a better grade. So that's record one. But wait, there's more.
Wait, why don't we do it on the road? Play that one.
That's 15.
Is this the last? Is that the last track?
That's
on?
The last song of the yeah of the record. This is.
Why don't we do it in the road?
This is top song for me for the Beatles.
You like this one?
Yeah, I love this song.
Well, if this was Greg and the Beatles, maybe it's a better grade.
It was, I put it down as worthy of the single album, but, you know, of the renowned songs, it's not quite up there with the best of them. So that's that. That's one.
Do you have more?
I've got 13 more, man.
He's it's got a double whole album. Side.
It's a double album.
Perfect. All right, more Bob and the Beatles next.